All right. So the only other vote is that we need to take today is river otter management. Is that right, the plan?
So, Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director, those listening in respect to some of the comments received from the public, a couple of questions from you as commissioners on this item, we're going to respectfully ask for you to pull it from the agenda today from an action item. We'll put it on the September commission meeting. We'll make sure to get that final version out for a little bit longer for people to review, incorporate any other comments, and make sure that we get the final document in your hands a week to 10 days prior to the September meeting, and then ask for your adoption action at September. So we're not going to ask any action today, nor will also hold off any updating and information related to that until the September meeting as well. So you can proceed as you wish on your agenda. No action required today.
Okay, thanks. So what I would like to do, unless someone wants to do something different, is go now to 33 and hear about all the good fishing that's going on in South Dakota, and then finish with the visitation sales report at 29 and the license sales at 34, and then call it a meeting unless someone else thinks we need to address something else today, which we certainly can do. So if that's all right, Gino, do you want to tell us about the good fishing?
You bet. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you well.
All right, Gino Adams, Fisheries Program Administrator. Good morning, almost afternoon, members of the Commission and Secretary Hepler and Chairman Jensen. So, yeah, I've got a quick fishing update over the last spring and early summer. A lot of this is anecdotal information. We don't have most of our creel survey information analyzed yet, so this is mostly kind of what's been viewed by fishery staff and also law enforcement staff around the state. Next slide, please. So as you've probably all seen, this graph of the license sales by week from the previous few years compared to 2020. Next. So you see this yellow circle here around the February, March months, that'd be the late ice season. And one of the things to point out here is that if you look at the blue bars from the past few years versus 2020, we've had kind of lower license sales in the last few years, especially during that late ice season and into the early spring. And we've just had really, really tough weather conditions to get around on the ice. And you can see this last late ice, we didn't have those conditions. And you can see the license sales actually improved during 2020 during that time period when we could get around on the ice. And this was before COVID had hit. Next. So there you see after COVID hit, and everybody kind of knows what happens there. Everybody got cabin fever and ended up going out and getting a fishing license and heading out on the lake. What did this mean for anglers? This is the next slide here is this picture was fairly common throughout the spring and early summer around the state. Our boat ramps were very packed with trucks and trailers. This is actually Curlew Lake out west. It's near New Underwood. It's a 136-acre lake, and this day in May that they took this picture, they're estimating there were 75 to 100 anglers on that water, which is very impressive for water of that size. Next slide. Here's some fish that we caught in a survey out west that are kind of notable. You don't see crappies this size very often, and these are 17-inch crappies that they caught out of a West River water. And there's been a few anglers that have found these and have been targeting these, and that's a really neat resource that's kind of developed in a few lakes out there in the western part of the state. Next slide. So Belfouche Reservoir, this is actually one of the lakes out west that we're doing a tagging study and learn a lot more about the walleye population. And anglers were definitely targeting Belfouche this last summer. Our park staff counted over 250 trucks and trailers at one of the ramps around Belfouche Reservoir on one Sunday in May this spring. Pactola and Sheridan were the same. They were packed on all the weekends with both shore fishermen and trucks and trailers. Next slide, please. Black Hills trout, as many of you probably heard, we didn't stock fish for quite a while this spring during the shelter-in-place time period, so we were kind of playing catch-up once we did start stocking trout around the state, and especially out west. We have basically caught up with that, and trout have been stocked in all the waters that they were supposed to, and anglers have responded. We've got kiosks out in the Black Hills and some of the small impoundments out there that anglers can fill out survey sheets after they're done fishing, kind of an impromptu creel survey. And generally, we go and refill those maybe every few weeks or monthly or something like that. This year, we've been having to go back every week and put new survey sheets out at all these kiosks. So many people are using. In the Northeast, we've seen a lot of the similar. Go back a slide, please. Okay, so in the Northeast, we've had a lot of the similar lakes that have been good this year: Big Stone, Bitter, Wabe, Rush, Goose Lake. We did see more anglers in the Northeast during the shutdown, but outside of that, it's been pretty regular and routine in the Northeast. The Southeast, our area fishery supervisor down there said that in the 30 years he's been around the Southeast part of the state, he's never seen this much spring fishing pressure. He had some anecdotal comments about there being lines of anglers at Lake Ponset a few times that he was up there during the spring it seemed like anglers stretched for about a mile along the shoreline, and it was just constant groups of anglers. Conservation officers echoed that point in April and May, that there was actually time periods where there was people experiencing what they would consider crowding at some of the lakes trying to find spots to fish. So there was a lot of people out and about. The Shields manager in Sioux Falls, he's been there for 14 years, and he said that the fishing inventory was depleted more this year than he's ever seen. And that pattern was routine around the state, where a lot of the fishing departments and stores were just depleted throughout the spring. Lake Thompson and Lake Henry in the Southeast, they had a really good early walleye bite. And on Memorial Day, they counted over 125 boat trailers at a single access site on Lake Thompson. So there's a lot of people getting out and getting after the Lake Thompson walleye fishing this spring. Okay, next slide. We'll move on to Lake Oahe. And as you all remember, the flood of 2011 really hurt Lake Oahe. We basically took the majority of our adult walleyes out of the population and kind of started over. And we've been rebuilding since then. The last few years have shown some really good signs as far as where we're at with the Lake Oahe fishery. This is Brent Chemnitz in these three pictures, and he's a guide up in Mobridge. And as you can see from his smile, this is the reason that he's smiling in those pictures. And his walleye fishing up there in Mobridge, he's been communicating with us on a regular basis, and we've been kind of tracking it and watching it over the time period since the flood. And the last few falls, he's been basically seeing what Lake Oahe has to offer, and he's been catching a lot of these 10-plus pound walleyes. And the next slide shows some of his clients, and you can see they all have smiles too, and the next slide shows why. They're experiencing some of the same stuff that Brent has been experiencing for the last few falls. There's just a lot of really nice walleyes in Lake Oahe at this point in time. And those walleyes that were in there after the flood and that did make it, you know, when there's not a lot of adults in there and there's not a lot of food, it's one thing. But when you decrease those number of adult fish in the population, and then you add the food back into it, the growth rates are pretty phenomenal. And we've had some really good growth on our fish, and this year has really shown that Lake Oahe is pretty much getting back to the old Lake Oahe, even all the way down to the dam. There's been really good fishing from Little Bend, Chantier Creek, a lot of those historical areas that have just been coming on in the last few years. They're really doing good this year. Next slide. The salmon fishing has actually been really darn good on Lake Oahe too. Chinook salmon have been caught in pretty good numbers throughout the spring and the summer. Next slide. And the real surprise, as far as salmon are concerned, the Atlantic salmon. We stocked, over the last 2 years, we've stocked approximately 10,000 Atlantic salmon total. And we stocked those at a pretty good size, which really helps. But the number of returning Atlantic salmon that are returning to anglers, next slide, has been phenomenal. These, all four of these pictures that you just saw were the state record Atlantic salmon that were caught over the summer. The current state record is 6 pounds, 11 ounces in that right-hand photo, and that Atlantic salmon fishery just really, in the last couple years, has been really fun to watch. And anglers are accessing those just as we were hoping, you know, from different perspectives, not just bottom downriggers on boats along the dam. People are catching them shore fishing, and I believe the current state record was actually caught out of a kayak right there by the dam. So that's been really fun to watch. The fishing around the state has been very good this spring and this summer, and people, it's really been a perfect storm. People have been out there utilizing it, and I'm sure there's people that haven't had a fishing license in years, and new anglers that hadn't had fishing licenses before that have utilized our fisheries this spring, and we just hope that the quality fishing continues and that those people will continue to be part of our angling community. That's all I have. If anybody has any questions.
Any questions? I don't have any questions, but I mean, all that doesn't happen without good management, and you guys deserve a standing ovation or a pat on the back or whatever. I mean, you've done really good work, and everybody appreciates it, so thank you very much.
Thank you.